Welcome to Clarin Customs. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. The Jamaica Customs Agency hosts monthly auctions for general cargo at its three locations, Sansa International Airport, the Norman Manley International Airport, and Queens 230. Quarterly motor vehicle auction sales are also hosted at Queens 230. This process is a bittersweet one because the importer whose goods are being auctioned may not be pleased, but the person purchasing the item is usually very pleased. Ms. Lavrine Simons, manager at Queens Warehouse 230 Spanish Town Road, will be taking us through the process of how goods become auctionable, compensation for the importer, registration, and general rules during the auction process. Welcome, Ms. Simons.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, now how does goods become auctionable?
2 weeks after the vessel or the aircraft arrives with your goods, if they're not cleared from customs, they become overtime goods. This time, they are deposited in a Queens warehouse or constructively warehoused. That is, they are kept at the facility in which they are housed. But they are still regarded as being in the Queens warehouse. Goods that remain uncleared for 3 months in a Queens warehouse may be sold by public auction after the goods have been advertised in the Gazette 1 month prior to the auction. This is also placed on our website for public viewing.
Okay. Now, is the importer notified when their goods are about to be placed in an auction?
The means of notification required by law is the Gazette. And as we say, we also place it in the papers and it is also on our website. So the importer can view it on our websites.
Okay. Now, is the importer compensated in any way when the goods are being auctioned?
Well, the Customs Act stipulates that the proceeds of an auction is dispersed. And this is the order. The duties payable to the goods are taken care of first. Then any expenses relating to the removal of the items to the Queen's warehouse or any auction venue are paid up and the advertisement fees are paid. Any rent or charges due to the government, such as warehouse fees, the freight and the charges associated with bringing the items into the island, and then the remainder goes to the importer if he or she applies for it within 2 years.
Oh, okay. Now, a motor vehicle auction is being held on Friday, December 20th. If someone wants to participate in this auction, how do they register?
First, the prospective bidder would need to present themselves to one of the three locations, that is Sangster International Airport, Norman Manley International Airport, or Queens 230 Spanish Town Road. They would take along with them a government-issued photo ID, $2,000, their TRN, and a passport picture. This is done between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay, after the person has gone through the registration process, can the vehicles be viewed before the auction?
Sure. The vehicles can be viewed between the dates of December 9th to 13th, between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at the location specified.
Okay, let's move forward to the auction day. When the highest bidder is confirmed, what percentage of the cost must be paid immediately?
Upon winning the bid, you have to pay 10% deposit, which is non-refundable. And the remainder, 90%, is done in 7 working days.
What happens if the person cannot pay within the 7 working days?
They would have lost the deposit.
And does the vehicle go back on auction?
Yes, it would be relisted.
Okay. Please remind our listeners of the date, time, and venue of the next motor vehicle auction.
Our next motor vehicle auction will be hosted at 230 Spanish Town Road on the 20th of December at 10 a.m.
Thank you. We have come to the end of this week's program, but if you are interested in the upcoming motor vehicle auction, I invite you to view the list of vehicles on our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm. You can also contact us via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. Thank you, Ms. Simons, for sharing with us today. See you all next week for another edition of Clarin Customs. I am Dania Beckford.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.